USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday put off a vote on President Trump's call to boost COVID-19 relief checks and urged the Senate to override his veto of a defense bill. McConnell on Tuesday blocked Democrats' push to immediately bring the president's demand for a bigger $2,000 COVID relief check up for a vote, saying the chamber would begin a process to address the issue. The Senate is adjourned until 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday. A new, more contagious variant of COVID-19 has been found in Colorado. The Colorado State Laboratory says a patient who tested positive for the variant is a man in his 20s from Elbert County. Scientists believe the variant is more contagious than previously identified strains of the virus, but do not think it causes more severe symptoms. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden is warning Americans the next few weeks will be the worst of the pandemic.
The next few weeks and months are going to be very tough period for our nation, maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
Biden, speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, also asking Americans to mask up for the next 100 days.
It's not a political statement. It's a patriotic duty.
As the violence continues in Portland, police are at wit's end.
Portland, Oregon police officials are asking the public to help break the cycle of violence where shootings and murders have jumped exponentially. At least 850 shootings have been reported in Portland as of December 24th. That's up more than 116%, with 393 shootings reported in all of 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 68 points to close at 30,336. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Colorado congressman is all for $2,000 stimulus checks under certain conditions.
The House passed a measure Monday to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has called on lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all House Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all. And I said that I would support this if they reduced their, or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending. And it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now. And to just throw money around like that is typical for Pelosi, frankly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
A federal appeals court blocked restrictions on the size of religious gatherings put in place by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in response to the pandemic. The Second Court of Appeals voted 3-0 to side with an Orthodox Jewish group as well as the Diocese of Brooklyn. The judge writing the restrictions strike at the very heart of the First Amendment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.